Life unfolds like a potter's wheel, spinning us through seasons of joy and sorrow. We are the clay, malleable and waiting for purposeful hands to shape us. The potter, the creator, knows our composition intimately. His hands, scarred yet gentle, mold us into vessels of beauty. When trials press upon us, remember, God's hands are never idle. He shaped our character, chiseling away impurities. Today, let's learn about trusting the Almighty God beyond doubt. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Trust Him, for He crafts beauty from brokenness. In the quiet moments, when the world hushes its clamor, we hear the potter's whisper, "Fear not, for I am with you." Our fragile hearts tremble, but His touch steadies us. He fashions our weaknesses into strengths, our doubts into unwavering faith. When the wheel spins faster and life feels chaotic, remember the potter's promise, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." #1. The anchor of promises ". God's promises are not mere platitudes. They are anchors for our souls. Imagine a ship tossed by tempestuous waves, a vessel seeking refuge. Our lives sail through similar storms, illness, loss, shattered dreams. But the anchor holds. Cling to His word, for it is unyielding. Psalm 37 verse 5 whispers, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." His faithfulness transcends our doubts. Like a lighthouse guiding ships through treacherous waters, His promises illuminate our path. When the winds howl and the waves threaten to engulf us, fix your gaze on the anchor. His promises are not fragile ropes. They are chains of unbreakable love. When fear whispers, "You are alone," let the anchor's truth echo louder. "I am with you always." Trust in His promises. They are the constellations that guide us home. #2. The symphony of surrender ". Trust is a symphony, an intricate blend of surrender and harmony. Picture a conductor raising his baton, summoning musicians to play. When we relinquish control, God conducts His masterpiece. Surrender your dreams, fears, and plans. Let His baton guide your steps. In surrender, we find strength, the paradox of yielding leading to victory. Surrender is not defeat. It is the art of releasing clenched fists. Lay your burdens at His feet, the weight of expectations, the ache of unmet desires. Surrender your timeline, for His timing is perfect. In the symphony of surrender, we discover that yielding is not weakness. It is the dance of trust. When the music swells and life crescendos, let your heart harmonize with His grace. #3. The wilderness of waiting ". Patience is the wilderness where trust blooms. Abraham waited for Isaac, Joseph in prison, and the Israelites in the desert. In waiting, God refines our desires, aligning them with His perfect timing. Trust the gardener. He tends to the soil of your heart, nurturing seeds of hope. When the wilderness stretches before you, remember, God is not absent. He is preparing a way. Waiting is not passive. It is active trust. It is the art of believing when the canvas remains blank. In the wilderness, we learn dependence. The manna falls daily, sustaining us. The pillar of fire guides our nights. Trust the wilderness. It is the cocoon where caterpillars become butterflies. When impatience tugs at your sleeve, whisper, "Lord, teach me to wait." #4. The wilderness of waiting ". Patience is the wilderness where trust blooms. Imagine Abraham waiting for Isaac, the promised son. Picture Joseph languishing in prison, betrayed by kin. The Israelites wandered through the desert, sand clinging to their sandals. In waiting, God refines our desires, aligning them with His perfect timing. Trust the gardener. He tends to the soil of your heart, nurturing seeds of hope. The wilderness is not a desolate wasteland. It is a classroom of faith. Here, God teaches us dependence. The manna falls daily, sustaining hungry souls. The pillar of fire guides our nights, illuminating the path. Trust the wilderness. It is the cocoon where caterpillars become butterflies. When impatience tugs at your sleeve, whisper, "Lord, teach me to wait." #5. The whisper in the storm **. When life's tempests roar, listen for God's whisper. Elijah heard it in the cave, a gentle breeze amid chaos. Trust His voice, even when circumstances scream otherwise. He speaks through scripture, prayer, and the stillness of our souls. His whisper calms raging seas. In the quietude of prayer, we find solace. When fear threatens to drown us, His whisper breathes life. It says, "I am with you." Amid the storm, His voice echoes, "Peace, be still." Trust the whisper. It carries the weight of eternity. When doubt howls, lean in closer. His whisper is the compass pointing true north. #6. The unseen hand **. Faith is the bridge between the visible and the unseen. Trust God's unseen hand, orchestrating events beyond our comprehension. Romans 8:28 assures us, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him." Even in pain, His hand weaves a tapestry of purpose. The unseen hand, like a master conductor, guides the symphony of our lives. It arranges chance encounters, detours, and divine appointments. Trust that every step, whether a stumble or a leap, is part of His dance. He turns mourning into dancing, despair into hope. Our role? To follow His lead, even when the rhythm changes. #7. The dance of Providence **. Providence waltzes through our days, choreographing encounters, detours, and divine appointments. Trust that every step, whether a stumble or a leap, is part of His dance. He turns mourning into dancing, despair into hope. Our role? To follow His lead, even when the rhythm changes. In the grand ballroom of life, Providence twirls us into unexpected partnerships. Perhaps it's a chance conversation with a stranger, a timely word that stitches broken seams, or a detour that reroutes us toward purpose, a missed train leading to a divine appointment. Trust that Providence is not random. It's orchestrated by the master choreographer. When the music shifts and the tempo quickens, keep your eyes on the partner. He leads with grace, even when the floor feels shaky. Providence whispers, "I see you," in every twist and turn. The missed opportunities, the closed doors, they are notes in His symphony. Trust the dance. It's where ordinary steps become extraordinary leaps. My dear friends, trust is not blind. It's an open-eyed leap into the arms of the eternal. As you journey, remember, God's faithfulness transcends our doubts. His promises anchor us, His whispers guide us, and His unseen hand sustains us. In the shadow of His wings, we find refuge, a sanctuary of trust. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." **Jeremiah 29:11. May your trust be unwavering, your heart steadfast, and your soul anchored in the One who holds the universe and your fragile dreams. Folded hands sparkles.
Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.